This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. My dear respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As we are very fastly coming up to the end of Ramadan. Tomorrow might be the last day of Ramadan, or it might be on the Saturday. The most important question that everyone should be asking, everybody should be looking towards, is how is my post-Ramadan gonna look like? What are the things that I have learned, what are the things that I have achieved, and how am I going to now transform that into actual real practices after Ramadan? Most of you, alhamdulillah, have managed to get a copy of the book 30 Steps Towards a Refreshing Ramadan, and I hope you all enjoyed that book and been able to read it and look at the different aspects of that. And in that book, there is lots of important guidance about changing behavior, changing habits, and growing within yourself. And that's why everyone, you know, if you're really serious about getting the most out of this Ramadan and moving on, is that you have to say, okay, now that Ramadan is over, how am I gonna continue? And obviously before Ramadan is over, and that's the ideal time, is to sit down for a few minutes and just think about the different aspects in your life which you can say, okay, these are the aspects that I've actually achieved, these are things that I've done, this is my points of strength, and this is how I'm going to carry on. So let's talk about that. First of all, in Ramadan, we have learned how to fast. And subhanAllah, 30 days, very simple, very easy. It hasn't been difficult at all. Because with that determination, making it a habit will actually has made it easier for us. So the first thing that we need to be doing as well, inshallah, is to maintain that fast. Obviously, after Ramadan, we have the month of Shawwal, and it's recommended to fast 6 days, the voluntary days of Shawwal. But you need to really make sure that you make fasting part of your reality. So every Monday and Thursday, try to fast. Try to fast the three white days, which are the middle days of the Ramadan. The middle days of the lunar month, the 13th, 14th, 15th. And if you can maintain that habit, then fasting becomes part of your system, inshallah ta'ala. You know, those intermittent fasting, and that means that you are remaining from those people who are fast. Secondly, in Ramadan, we've learned to read Quran more, alhamdulillah. Some of us, and I hope most of us, have managed to read at least one juzu a day, and hopefully therefore finishing the completion of the Quran in 1 month. Now that Ramadan is going to be over, try to maintain that as well. Try to have a regular Quran session where you are reading something regularly. And I would suggest, as a starting point, 15 minutes in the day, in the morning, in the daytime, 15 minutes in the evening, and try and have at least half an hour with the Quran spread over two sessions. I mean, that's a suggestion to start off with. You might obviously want to take that a little bit further depending on your abilities and your time and so on. In Ramadan, we've learned how to pray more. You know, automatically our prayer during the daytime, you know, the extra sunan, we've learned to pray some extra in the night as well. And it's not affected our schedule in any way. It's not like we've changed in any way. So let us also maintain that, you know. Let's also maintain, you know, starting right from the day of Eid, make sure you're maintaining the extra prayers. And that's why there is a narration even from the Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, who he doesn't say this is a hadith, but he has reported it from somewhere, and that shows that it has some sort of origin. And he said, whoever establishes the night of Eid in Qiyam, then his heart will not die on a day when others' hearts will die. So the night of Eid, meaning the night preceding the Eid. Why? Because what happens the night preceding the Eid? People know it. Next day is Eid. Obviously, there's no Taraweeh. That's it. We pray Aisha and go back, and that's it. It's all over. But the one who prays in the night preceding the Eid, he is the one who's saying, actually, look, I'm going to maintain my prayer, even though tomorrow is Eid. Which might be a little bit of a fallacy in some minds, that okay, fallacy meaning that it's a celebration and therefore it's a holiday, it's a time off. There's no holiday from ibadah. Your ibadah has to be maintained. There's no breaks. Carry on. And in fact, even in Eid, we have Salatul Eid, we have extra prayers. We don't have less prayers because of Eid. Let us look at also our achievements in terms of our akhlaq. You know, how did we improve in terms of our akhlaq, in terms of our practices? You know, we should have controlled our akhlaq better, reduced our anger, controlled our emotions. We should have downloaded all those positive and good apps that we spoke about, got rid of all the bad ones, make sure there's no conflicting apps. All these things about the change, it's about maintaining that as well in our lives, so that post-Ramadan is to us, to a certain extent, as much as possible as Ramadan. And that's why we have to look out. We have to make sure that we get some sort of monitor going on ourselves. And if you do not maintain that monitor within Shawwal, then it's very likely after that it will just go. And what is that monitor? Make sure you're getting yourself, like we spoke about, watching yourself. Getting yourself watched by yourself. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا. Allah says, the insan himself, he is witness to his own self. He knows himself and knows what he's doing. So try to evaluate your actions. Evaluate what you are doing. Evaluate your achievements or your shortcomings on a daily basis. And also incorporate that. It doesn't have to take, you know, it's not an hour or 2 hour process. It might even take 10 minutes. Just before you are, you know, in the night time, so on, just look at yourself. Okay, today, what did I do? Did I do my prayers? Did I read my Quran? Did I do some adhkar? Did I do this? Did I do that? Get used to doing that. That muraqabah, watching yourself, muhasabah, accounting yourself, will ensure that you are carrying on in the right step, inshallah, to maintaining the strengths that you have achieved in Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثَ. Don't be like the woman, I know this might sound like it's gender specific. Don't be like the woman who, after she has knitted her garment, she's done a beautiful garment, she's knitted a nice, you know, a jumper for her grandchild. That's even more stereotypes there. Don't be like the one who has, after completed her yarning or her knitting, she then just unravels it all up. You've just spent all this time, you know, you've done a nice, you've produced something really nice. You spent time, you've taken your effort, you know, you've gone through the book. You've sat there patiently listening to me every night, you know. I know that's not been easy. And then, at the end, come Eid, you just untangle all your knitting and you're back to just string. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be like that. Don't be like that woman. Don't be like that person. Rather, continue your strength. Knit some more, if anything, you know, not untangle your knitting. So, inshallah, I hope that's been useful. I hope we can change our behavior and our akhlaq. And with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can achieve so much more, inshallah ta'ala.